This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, a good way to get in touch with me. In fact, not only a good way to get in touch with me, but the best way to get in touch with me is just to call me at 855-993-7569. And Dolores, I have very good news for you. Dolores, I was chatting yesterday. One of the things that I do to just keep Trevor alive and well, Manny is not so easy to sort of get his salivary glands going, but Trevor wants to know what my latest plating Chef Boyardee or Joyardee.
Well, this what you're about to talk about now can definitely get my attention because.
Oh, it did?
Oh yeah, this in particular, yeah.
Well, all right, so yesterday, well, good. Well, this is good to know. Yesterday, it's called rigonetti, which I'd never even heard of, but it's a rye pasta that looks like halfway between like a flat Chinese noodle almost, like almost a lasagna noodle, and then almost a butterfly combined. I've never seen anything like it. It's made out of rye flour, so it's a little browner than most things, and it tastes delish. But this had that. It had snap peas in it, English peas. Salmon.
See, that's what gets my attention.
The salmon.
Yeah, because okay. I'm like a salmon addict.
That's right. I forgot that part. So, and this one, and you can tell from the picture, it's really beautiful. Because, and it's meant. You also make a cream sauce with it, which is white wine and cream, and shallots and butter. So it's very easy, and very quick. And you're supposed to eat it hot. There was too much in, but it makes a wonderful summer cold salad, and it's beautiful because it's the greens and the kind of salmon colored salmon and the pasta and the cream sauce. And it's very easy. So Dolores called up and said, well, could I post the recipe? And I said, I don't know, cause it's from Plated. And I don't know what the deal is about that. So I got in touch with Plated. They said, oh yeah. So there it is. So Dolores, this is for you and Manny. And today I made chicken fajitas, which were relatively easy, but the difference about them was that they had pineapple in them, which is really yummy because, you know, fajitas can feel kind of heavy, and the pineapple just really, and some lime zest and cucumbers. And all right, I cheated a little bit. I added my own, at the end, I added some yogurt, which is less fattening than sour cream, but has the same sort of yummy stuff. So there you go. So. So I've got Manny salivating as well. This is good. So it's on the website and I think on Facebook as well. So, and I gave full credit to Plated. I mean, as I said, it's kind of changed my life and my lifestyle a bit because I get up, you know, a couple of days a week early and do some cooking for like an hour or so before I start my day, which is kind of a fun thing to do. And it's, you know, I'm learning to like chop like a chef, and because it's so easy, everything's already measured out for you. And like this one today had ginger in it. You marinate the chicken breast in ginger. Well, I mean, ginger, first of all, it's hard to find. And then to buy enough of it, I mean, you have to buy great gobs of it, and most recipes don't call for very much. So, I mean, it's just, and my favorite was still the pizza with the parchment paper. Because all my life I've known, you know, the recipes say, okay, get out parchment paper. I have parchment paper. The only parchment I know is my degree. And it's got writing all over it and then a picture frame around it. And I'm not going to use it for pizza. This one they send you the parchment paper. So, yay. Okay. So yesterday there was an article out about Nobel Prize winners saying don't retire. And this has been a phenomenon for years. They did a study, I think it was Lionel Tiger, who did a study about longevity. And what he basically found is people who live long lives tend to live long lives because they're still working. And so this is not a new idea, but it made splashes, I suppose, this week because a Nobel Prize laureate said, okay, don't retire. So we asked on Facebook, do you plan to retire? Explain why or why not? So, Amanda, you're too young to even think about. But do you have? I mean, I shouldn't say that. I know people who want to retire by the time they're 50 or 55 or something. Is that your notion or not?
Well, probably not by 55, because I got to think I'll probably be working a little longer than that. But yeah, I mean, retirement's always kind of come up in my mind, but not as extensively, because I'm
a baby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 31, so I feel like I have a lot of years to work.
Right. First of all, I guess I should ask the important sort of big sister question, which is, do you have a retirement plan financially? Because you should. The only way to have, to start putting away money when you're like, your first job, when you're 25 or 20 or whatever, and you don't have to put very much away, you just have to put it away and not touch it. Mm-hmm. And the government is very helpful about that, because they'll let you, not anything you put in a retirement fund, I shouldn't say anything, but up to a certain amount is not taxable. So you can put it in there and leave it. Now, when you take it out, it's taxable, but presumably when you take it out, you'll be older and your income will be less and there'll be gobs of money there. So you don't have to take it all out at once. And now I think that mandatory retirement used to be, mandatory being a relative term, that you could start getting Social Security, I think, at 65. And now I think it's 67, which is an acknowledgement of, number one, people living longer, living healthier, and living, and supposedly when Social Security started, which was what, the 40s, I guess, I think we actually had the anniversary of Social Security in the last week or two. The idea was it was supposed to be a stopgap for a couple of years because people in theory retired at 65, and I think the life expectancy was like 69 or something, you know, under 70. So at most that it was a stopgap gesture for a couple of years. And now people, let's say, retire at 67, the life expectancy is probably at least, in general, another 25 years, or 20 years at least. So the whole notion of what Social Security was meant to do has radically altered. So, and the only way I'm now saying to you, regardless of whether you plan to retire or not, you should certainly retire some money so you have when you're a little older, so you don't have to worry about food or medicine, which, unfortunately, people are now in the position of having to worry about, because I think all of us think we're going to live forever. It's just part of, and the younger you are, the more likely it is. Although, there's the Anne Bancroft line from one of her movies that said, "I know everybody dies, but I didn't think that included me." I think that's a very human philosophy. Okay, everybody's going to die, but me. All right. So do you have a retirement plan in terms of not money, in terms of what you do if you retired?
Or
is it too early to think about it?
Yeah, that part of it's probably a little bit a little early, but yeah, I do have an actual retirement fund.
Good for you.
I put in a little bit, yeah.
Good. It's an important thing to do, and it's amazing how many people don't should. So good for you. Yeah, I mean, the closer I get, the older I get, the more I'm thinking I'm not going to retire. I mean, a part of it is I don't know what I would do, and for me, the idea of not doing anything is just not possible. So, I mean, with all this energy, I mean, and I still like doing what I'm doing, but the idea of doing something a little different does kind of appeal. It was sort of thinking, well, all right, the first 25 or 30 years of my life I did one thing, the next 25 or 30 years of my life did something else, and so, you know, maybe it's time to think about what am I going to do for the next 25 or 30 years. I haven't come up with any good conclusions yet, but I'm working on it. But the idea of not doing anything just... I have friends who retired at 55. I have friends who, I have, especially women of my generation, we're kind of the transition generation of some of us have been working our whole lives and some were traditional housewives. And because I'm really the cusp of the generation, I'm in theory closer to the cusp of women working than I am women not working. But I still have an awful lot of people who are about my age or maybe a little bit older who have never worked outside the home. And they do volunteer activities, but they've never been salaried. And they spend a huge amount of time, I guess. I don't know what they do. I mean, I know they say they spend a lot of time either traveling or with their grandchildren, or I guess a little bit of both. Corrine, let me say hi to you and welcome you and find out what we're going to be talking about. And then I'm going to put you on hold because we're just about to take a break and give you a chance to catch your breath. So welcome. Tell me what we're going to be talking about.
Have two quick comments or questions, and one is you asked callers about their different questions. I was just wondering what religion or culture, nationality you are, and also where I can find you on CKLW, because I can't find you anymore.
All right, let me put you on hold, and I'll answer both questions, all right? Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Corrine. Corrine, we actually just tried to get in touch with Keith Chenery at CKLW. He was supposed to put up a thing about saying when I was on. Manny checked the. I couldn't get. He's on vacation, and his assistant is at lunch. So
oh,
we checked
okay.
the website. All right. So here's.
I did
so
too. Man,
well, I miss you guys hugely. All right. Here's what Manny. Tell me if I'm right. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I'm on at 7 o'clock at night. On Thursday.
No. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 to 9.
8 to 9. Okay.
And then Thursdays and Fridays, 7 to 9.
So only 4 days a week?
Apparently so. I don't know.
Like it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, get in touch with CKLW and say, you know, we want her back. Because we've gotten gobs of calls, and I think Keith has gotten gobs of calls as well. But that's what helps program directors decide what to, you know, what to do. So give them a call. I miss you guys, too, because, you guys have been a mainstay. I've been your mainstay, and you've been my mainstay for years, so I miss you guys hugely. Yeah. In terms of my own personal thing, what you really care about probably more is my psychological orientation than my, you know, than my ethnicity or religiosity or lack thereof.
Right. No, I just was curious because I was wondering if you were Jewish, just because of, I can't remember what it was that I read on, it was on the internet, so, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but I was just curious, that's all.
No, I went to Israel, and that may be part of it. I'm a scientist, so religion is not, I was sort of brought up sort of in a multi-ethnicity, multi-religious sort of background, and was always curious about stuff. So I, you know, looked into lots of different kinds of stuff. In terms of practice, I view myself as ethical and spiritual, but not particularly religious. If anything, the thing that I probably do the most often is probably sort of chanting Allah Buddhism. But even that is, I mean, it's you know, it's kind of, I'm a scientist, and so it's just not. And you know, I got in huge discussions, as you can imagine, in the Holy Land with everybody, with Muslims and with Christians and with Jews. So in terms of my psychological bent, which is probably slightly more relevant in terms of the work I do, is fortunately I was sort of trained the same way intellectually as that I was trained or not trained. I suppose exposed is probably a better word. I went to an engineering school, so I was really, my background really is sort of engineering more than any other single discipline. But in terms of, I also do psychology and sociology and anthropology and the kind of mixture therein and thereof. I like knowing how things work. And so, basically one of the things about being so eclectically trained, especially as a therapist, and it's become enormously helpful on the air, is being able to figure out whatever works for you. Because whatever my particular bias is about being philosophically drawn to a particular way of thinking about the world or expressing the world or understanding the world, it's kind of irrelevant. What I need to do is find some way that makes sense to you and use my background and my knowledge and my experience to try and make something, have you see options that make sense to you. So
I love your show, and I guess what I was getting at more, I love languages and learning about different cultures, and I was wondering is Brown your maiden name or your married name?
It's my married name.
But it's your married name?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I was just wondering
what your background is.
Yeah, I tend not to talk very much about my birth name just because I think that my family, just like I don't refer to my daughter by name, is that I think even though I'm a public person and kind of backdoored into it without sort of realizing what it meant, that I try, having understood what it means, that I try really hard I don't refer to my friends by name. I don't refer to my family by name because I think they're allowed to be private. And even when you guys call, I don't refer to last names with y'all, and I actually encourage you to use other names if you feel that your name gives away too much about yourself. So it's not from anything. I'm not trying to hide anything as much as just trying to protect people who didn't necessarily opt to be public people.
No, I understand.
People,
so. I just meant, like, are you German? Are you Eastern European? Are you...
a little bit of everything. I have German, Russian, English, and some of my family's been in this country for like four or five generations. So I really, truly, am kind of a mutt on any level you look at it, whether it's ethnicity or religion or background or intellectual stance or anything, which is and even accents. If you hear people will tease me about
a
particular accent.
Yeah, I've heard you're into the Southern, especially the numbers.
Well, yeah, and it's a little bit of Southern. I've got the California long A's. It turns out to be the perfect compilation. I'm fine on all consonants. I mispronounce every vowel, but every vowel I mispronounce in a slightly different regional way because it's not intentional. It's just sort of an unconscious mimicking. But it turns out to be the perfect sort of accent for a broadcaster because it's completely undecipherable. Nobody can sort of attach it. When I'm in Philadelphia, they say, "Oh, you're from here." When I'm in Colorado, they say, "Well, actually, what they do is wherever I am, they say you're from someplace else." Because they're not able, even cab drivers who are really good at pinpointing really have a hard time with me. So it turns out that all that eclecticism, turns out to be the perfect mix, not only for me because I'm kind of endlessly curious, and as one of my mentors said at one point in my life, you can see both sides to every question and it only slows you down. But it's been an enormously helpful kind of training, just because it's some of just about everything, and it's and as you know from listening to the program, I'm endlessly curious. So anything that I don't know now or haven't been exposed to, I expect though I will at some point, just because it'll bump up against me. So I don't know that. Let me learn about that. So give Keith a call, and thank you for trying to find me. And you can always the phone number works, and you can always catch me online. You can listen live. You can listen to the podcast. Yeah,
I listen to the podcast every single morning when I go for a walk or run, and I haven't missed one in years.
Well, you're a dog, Corey, and I really appreciate it. And hopefully you walk as fast as I talk, which means you're going to be in enormously good shape. And give Keith a call at CKLW. Tell him
you
missed me.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Corey.
All right.
855-993-7569. Well, that was nice. Every morning I go walking with her. There was one of the members of the Giants, New York Giants. I actually happened to meet who, and it turns out he worked out with headphones with me on the Stairmaster every morning. And he said that because I talk so fast that I kept him in really good shape. So listen, however you guys listen, it's all right with me. The other half the world, I think. Half, maybe not be fair, but some people listen to exercise with me, the other half go to sleep with me at night. I don't care why you listen, as long as you listen, I'm incredibly grateful, and if you call, I'm even more grateful. 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At 855-99.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking about retirement and would you or wouldn't you, are you going to or not, and why or why not? So give us some notion about how you feel about retirement. We'll see. Again, I think the world divides pretty quickly into two groups. But let's see what happens when you guys respond. You always surprise me. So let's see what's going on. All right.
We'll start with Amy. And Amy says, yes, she does plan to retire. She says, too bad it is too far off in the future. I'll spend my time sewing and volunteering.
Okay. Fair enough. Sewing and volunteering. Got a plan.
Dana says, I would, but can't afford to. I hate the word limited, like limited income.
Limited possibilities, yeah.
Susie says, I won't be able to afford to.
This is getting to be a consistent theme, isn't it? In theory, you may live longer, but it may just feel like you're living longer, right? Okay. So you can hear that the world is dividing fairly quickly into two different camps. Okay, keep going.
Jason says, of course not, because we won't have enough income.
Okay.
We'll go to Tony next, and she says, I had to retire at 62. No choice. No job and not hireable at my age, apparently.
You know, you should check out the ARP website, because apparently I was just reading someplace that they have like 100,000 jobs or something that are, which isn't, you know, in a country of what, just under 300 million people. It's, you know, not huge, but it's not nothing either, of people who are willing to hire retirees. So you should check it out if you want to. And there are more and more places that are doing this for a number of reasons. First of all, they tend to be reliable employees. And they may or may not need the same benefits that a younger person would need. But you can see why my discussion with Manny becomes so crucial, that the only way to unless you're very lucky or very careful, to have enough money to retire when you want to, is to put it away when you're working so that it's sitting there waiting for you.
Harold says, I retired very happily 2 years ago at age 53. Money is tight. But without job stress, I feel so much happier and loving. I've gotten very good at stretching the food dollars.
Okay. And what do you do with your time? I guess that's. But I guess the point is well taken, that you sort of live on the more limited. It's really interesting watching my father when he retired, because he was one of those people that even when we didn't have any real money, it was sort of interesting, because I grew up in a large. We everybody called it middle class. I don't think we were actually middle class at all, but with very limited kind of income. Mom didn't work, and Dad. So there was not a whole lot of money. And then when all the kids were out of the house, that he was still working for a while, and Mom had then started working, and then so there was a period of time. When the kids were out of the house, when I think that they moved from a house into a condo, and that he really didn't have very many money worries, and then to sort of at the end of his life to be careful about saying things like, you know, if he take you out for lunch, he'd say don't order a Coke, you know, it's too expensive here, well, you know, we'll get what you want on the way home, and this was. And even when we were kids, that was never, we didn't go out very often, but there was never, you know, I don't think we drank Cokes. I think we drank milk or something, but there was that middle period of time where he enjoyed eating out, and he was, if not flamboyant, at least not particularly careful about it. And then toward the end of his life had to become careful about it again. And it was an interesting phenomenon. I think it was difficult for him. It wasn't particularly difficult for me. I drink water, but I think it was difficult for him. So, and again, the only way I think that I think the current generations are much more aware of longevity issues than previous generations were, because the jump in longevity really happened relatively quickly, and now we're kind of aware of it. And now saying if somebody's born today that they may live as long as 125 years. Which, I mean, they've been saying that for a while, but the oldest person alive right now is 116 years old. There's also a thing today that says eating spicy food will keep you alive longer. There's always something that's going to keep you alive longer. I still like Anne Bancroft's notion that I know everybody dies, except I didn't think it applied to me. I think I'm going to adopt that one. All right, keep going.
Kathleen says, yes, teaching eighth grade is for the young. Looking forward to a fall vacation for a change.
Aha, so it sounds like retirement is imminent there.
Antonio says, the government retired me at 40 to create jobs for the 20 to 30-year-olds, put me on Social Security, and gave me Section 8 housing. Advances in technology are great. Robots and automation will soon replace human labor. Soon a robot maid will pick up your dirty laundry and dirty dishes and wash them. Believe it or not.
Well, you know, I'm ready for that. There was actually a story yesterday that came out about in Japan that they have a whole factory that's run completely with robots. So I'm interested in how the government could retire you at 40. I guess military. Can you retire? I guess 20 years in. If you start in the military in at 20, I think you can retire at 20 or 25 years in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a provocative statement that maybe requires a little bit more clarification, but it's an interesting notion.
Donna says, not until I'm 70, but I'll have my pension, Medicare, Social Security, and the VA. I'll be okay.
You go, girl. So, I mean, the question still is, I mean, economically it sounds like you're going to be set. The question is, what are you going to do?
Francine says, no, not right now. I'm 64 and I will keep on going.
You go, girl.
Lee says, of course, I will still do something part-time, though, most likely volunteer.
Well, it was really interesting talking with Walter on Monday, and which is a completely different situation in that his retirement wasn't voluntary. It was criminal. His was mandated by the government as well, but on a slightly different level. And so what he did with the second half of his life... up until what he was in his 20s, he did whatever he did. But then, for that period of time, when he was a police officer, from the time he graduated from the academy, for the next 10 or 15 years, he was a police officer, and basically what he would call himself was a dirty cop. Then he went to prison for I think 6 years, and now for the last 19. So that's, I think it was about 20 and 20 that he is working to help people through the system, that he works as a volunteer and helps people to get housing, and much like our respondents, to get housing and food stamps and Medicare and all the kinds of things. Basically, if not as a social worker, essentially doing the similar things to a social worker. So his retirement was not necessarily voluntary, but nevertheless, and in the second half of his life, he's still being paid for it, but doing the opposite of basically what he did. I guess he is really now protecting and serving, or at least serving and maybe protecting a little bit as well.
Bruce says, I planned it at the moment I started working out of college. A good Midwest company hired me, and they had the pension, 401k, company match, etc. Retired at 55 and a half in 2009 and never looked back.
Again, you folks aren't telling me what you're doing, which would be helpful. I mean, I don't know if that means you're traveling. Obviously, some people are doing volunteer activities. But, tell me what you're doing. Okay, keep going.
Lynn says, I just turned 60. Will continue to work as long as I can. Would love more time with my grandson, though.
Okay. Well, that's it. I think grandkids take up a large amount of retirement time for an awful lot of people.
Diane says, I retired when I was 55. Why? Because I could.
And 55 seems to be a magic number. I don't know what that, I don't know exactly why that is, but it seems a magic number. It was the one in my head as well of people, and I know a number of people have done it at 55. I wonder why it is 55.
Ella says, I'm a stay-at-home wife and mother. You can never retire from that. It follows you forever and ever. Today I babysat my granddog, the next generation.
Granddog or granddaughter?
Granddog, that's what it says.
Yeah, I have grand puppies as well, so I'm sympathetic with that.
One more before we go to break here. Jim says, retired at 55, but got bored after a few months. Went back to work 7 months later to a job with a much lower stress level.
Yeah, that's not an uncommon phenomenon either. There are a couple of phenomena. First of all, of people sort of leaving one job and going to either being entrepreneurs or less stressful. Also, when husbands retire, quite often women who've not worked previously, their wives go to work. I'm saying, you know, I married you for rich or poor, not for lunch. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're asking the musical question, which you guys, it's very interesting because the reason people don't retire falls into, it sounds like, two different categories. One is because they like working. One is because they can't afford to retire. And then there are people who retire, but they don't tell me what they're doing. And there's that sort of third group of people who retire early, which I would call retiring at 55 pretty early, and our one person who retired at 40. which I would assume is from the military, of, you know, 20 in and out. But so that, I guess it means that if you like what you're doing, then retiring doesn't really make much sense. If you don't like what you're doing, then hopefully you have a 401k or a pension plan or something, so that you're putting aside the resources so that you don't have to stay with the income stream, and you can do what something else you want to do, or do, I suppose, do nothing. All right, so let's hear what the rest of our folks are talking about requiring. I was hoping you guys would sort of fill in, several of you have, that sewing and doing volunteer activity, but what kind of volunteer activity would be interesting as well, just because, if nothing else, it gives us more of an idea of what you're doing and thinking, but also gives other people ideas as well. Okay, let's finish these up.
Matt says, I guess that depends on what, quote, retirement means.
Well, in this particular context, not working at the job you've been working at, I suppose, and getting paid for. I don't think it's. I'm not trying to trick you here. Honest, it wasn't a trick question.
Genevieve says, "I am presently retired. I love it. Time to travel, enjoy hobbies, relax, and be free to do whatever my heart desires."
Well, there you go. Good for you.
Just a couple more here. Margaret says, I didn't plan to retire when I did, but management where I worked changed for the worse, and I could afford to retire when I did. I enjoyed every minute. I volunteer now for a bunch of places I care about, and my stress is so much lower now that I'm sorry I didn't retire sooner.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that from you know, the time I heard it was a couple of years ago. I gave a speech at a senior. It was kind of a retirement village. It wasn't assisted living in any stretch of the imagination, although they did have that capacity there. But what a number of people said is that they wished that they'd done it earlier, that that it was less stress on their kids, that they were having more fun, that they met more people, that they were doing more activities, that it was, they, you know, that they wished they'd done it earlier.
Last one here from Stephanie. She says, yes, in 2022, when I'll be 58, a major perk for me when I was hired by my local government. And the work is pretty good, too.
Well, I guess the Nobel laureate. Maybe he, but it seems like he's dealing with a slightly different universe than you all are. But so, I mean, fewer people are retiring. That more people are staying at jobs longer, and obviously some of the reason is that they're living longer lives. Part of it is that they enjoy doing what they're doing, but part of it is just finances. So I guess the combination. The finances, I would really encourage all of you who are thinking, well, you know, I'll start saving tomorrow, to start doing it today, because then you at least have the option. And you can hear that, the happiest people or the respondents seem to me those who have the choice about whether to retire or not. And I think it's true of almost everything in life, that if you have a choice, it feels very different. If I say to you, would you like to have chocolate or vanilla, it's going to feel much different than I said, all I've got is chocolate ice cream, even if chocolate would have been your choice. So, all right, for those of you who are still working, there's an article that suggests a couple of things that might make your work more enjoyable. And they're counterintuitive. One just says, if you wake up earlier in the morning, that what stresses people about work quite often is they had to rush to get to work, and they had to worry about traffic, and they had, so just they're saying get up earlier so you don't have to rush through getting dressed, through your breakfast. You can plan what you're going to do. You can sort of enjoy the commute rather than hating the commute. So I'm not sure that would work for me. I'm not a morning person, but I can hear that at least the theory behind it. So do some meditation, some breathing exercise in the morning so you're centered. The idea of sort of being positive about things rather than negative about it, I think is true of almost anything, whether you're retired or not. Just smiling, just sort of finding something to grin at, being grateful. And this is sort of an interesting one. The idea that you're sort of chained to your desk. We had a call yesterday, I think, from somebody who was talking about, or an email from somebody who said they hadn't taken a vacation in 5 years. And I'm saying, no, do. I mean, you know, this is your life, and you'll like your marriage better. You'll like yourself better. You'll like your job better. Just take some time. And this says the idea that you're chained to your desk is a really inefficient way of looking at work. Basically, get up and go go walk around outside. I think that smoking, which is a terrible idea, but at least it got people, pretend you're a smoker without the cigarettes, right? Go outside for a smoke break, but don't smoke. Go take a walk. Being outside, even in bad weather, is a much better idea than staying inside. But just taking a break will make you much more efficient when you come back, feel like you're in charge of your life. And that, again, feeling like you have a choice makes a huge difference psychologically. And just deciding is there anything you can do to like your job better, whether that means seeing if you can negotiate a 4-day work week or getting in a little later and staying a little later or getting a little earlier and leaving a little earlier, taking a vacation, adding some tasks that might be more enjoyable, helping somebody else to do their work, that this is the life that we have, and we can make some choices to make things better for ourselves. We really can choose to be happier. We can choose to like our jobs better. We can choose to think about things in a different way. Because bottom line is that's our attitude really is, essentially, if not everything, it's at least the major factor in our own happiness. So I would encourage you to figure out ways to make your work better for you. I'll tell you what, when we come back on XR, I did a little research on the fact that that as I mentioned, this was the Mayflower's first attempt to reach North America, which is obviously in August. It actually didn't leave till September, and the story about why is actually pretty interesting, which for you history buffs, I will share with you when we come back. And if you're not a history buff, well, why not? I mean, history tells us about where we came from, especially the Mayflower. Sure, there are only 120 people in the Mayflower. Supposedly, everybody who says they're a descendant from the Mayflower, it would be like 6,000 people on a 100-foot boat. Maybe 100 feet, maybe less than that. So I'll tell you all about the Mayflower when we return. All right, in the meantime, if you've got something about your landings or your attempts or how many people are on your boat today, give me a call at 855-993-7569, and we will talk about your landing. Whether it's have you ever been to Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts?
I have not. No.
They've moved it three times, but which is kind of one of those interesting things. It's kind of it's big rock, but it's not the original rock. Apparently, as I said, they've moved it. But I'll tell you about the Mayflower when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.